Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Chaf. Nazir daf Chaf. And we are on Yutes Amid Beis towards the bottom, and we are up to the last daf here in the third parak of Meseches Nazir. And we read the Mishnah yesterday, the Mishnah that discusses Nazirus in Chutz Laretz and Nazirus in Eretz Yisrael. So, and again, as we said, on the Daraisa level, there doesn't seem to be any connection, any specific limitation between Nazirus and Mitzvah Satluyos Ba'aretz. It's definitely not one of the Mitzvah Satluyos Ba'aretz. So why would it be limited? There are some halachos that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, even on a Daraisa level. Par helam davar shel tzibur, the Gemara tells us, in Maseches Harios is determined by rove of Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. And there are other halachos that only apply in Eretz Yisrael, that are not directly connected to the land. Sanhedrin, smicha, right, as the Gemara discusses. And then whenever the Tanoim traveled, or the Amorim traveled to Eretz Yisrael, and they became Rebbe, Rav Zeir became Rebbe Zeir. So there are other halachos. But this doesn't seem to be one of those halachos. And as we'll see in the Gemara, it is a din d'rabbanan. On a d'oraisa level, there is no difference. But the Rabbanan instituted a chumrah that if one is l'kabba Naziris and chutz laretz, then they have to do it again, or at least some part of it, in Eretz Yisrael. We saw the different formulations of the Rambam. In the Pirush Mishnah is here where he emphasizes knas, that it's just a secondary type of Naziris, but the real one is in Eretz Yisrael, while in Mishnah Torah, the Kesef Mishnah thinks the Rambam was chozer bo somewhat, in that he gives it a little more emphasis in terms of how he treats it. And we mentioned the Ravid there, and a couple of other Ravids also, in Hilchas Naziris later on, in Perakeh, and in Hilchas Tumas Meis, and a couple of places the Ravid discusses Bizman Hazeh. Naziris Bizman Hazeh, we're all Tamei. The Ravid says, maybe there's no Tumas Kohanim today. This might connect. Again, it's not totally related, but it might connect to the Ravid in Hilchos Beis Avichira. A much quoted Ravid also on the Rambam in Perek Vav, which discusses Kishul HaShaita V'Kishul HaSalavo, and the Rambam says that we Paskin, there is Kedusha Bizman Hazeh, because the Shechina is Eina Batela, and even though the rest of the land might have lost its Kedusha, Yerushalayim never did. The Rambam, the Ravid has a line on that Rambam that if Hanichnas Ba Ein Bo Karis, if somebody goes in to Harabayis Bizman Hazeh, there is no Karis. And the Meiri in Shavuos, on Daf Tezvav or so, quotes a Minog. The Meiri, I don't think, was ever in Eretz Yisrael. But he quotes a Minog that I've heard people that walk on Harabayis Bizman Hazeh. And this is the same place. The Rive and the Meiri were both from Provence, both from southern France, and they quote this idea. But that's the Lashon of the Ravid. But most assume that the Ravid's Lashon is Meduyak over there. It says Ein Bo Karis. It doesn't mean that you're allowed to. Mutter, Ein Bo Karis. There's some type of Kedusha, even though there's not full Kedusha. In the language of Rav Zhalti, there is not Kedushas Mechitzos, because there are no literally Mechitzos walls. There's Kedushas Mako. Okay. But either way, this is to spend Eon time on that Ravid would be important. The Shulchan Aruch in Yaradeya in Shinayin Beis discusses this issue of Kohanim Bizman Hazeh, and of course we're Machmer L'Chadchila. We don't pass in like this Ravid in terms of Kohanim becoming Tamei Bizman Hazeh. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Kohen, and we discussed this a couple of days ago, we spoke about a Kohen who was naked, who was in a room, do you have to tell him right away? The Ravid, at the end of that of that halacha, the Shulchan Aruch discusses Tumas Kohanim, and the Dogel Mervava on that Shulchan Aruch in Simen, Shin Ayin Beis, quotes this Ravid and says, well, maybe there is no Tumas Kohanim Bizman Hazeh, because they're all Tamei anyway. And at the end it says, even though I originally passed in this way, but I take it back what I said, and I don't think it is correct. He quotes, well, Das Ravid Perak Hei Mehilchus Nazirus, Al Mashakasav HaRambam, V'arayvet palag de'echa shekvar tamei, shuv eino muzer ala tumah. He quotes our Ravid. Im kein, kohanim bizman hazeh ein nizharin ala tumah. Right, this is the issue of kohanim going to medical school, and kohanim touching dead bodies, and kohanim even being in ohel. Oh, I'm not going to touch it. But the Shulchan Aruch says to be machmer l'chadchila, even for tumas ohel of a non-Jew. V'yabdalo kaimalak ha'arayvet, says the Dogel Mervava. V'kal makom b'meis kusi ika sveksveika. Maybe if a non-Jewish corpse, there's a sex veka. Maybe we all like the Ravid. Even if we don't all like the Ravid, maybe a non-Jew is only Matami Bamaga, not Ba'oel. Like a Rav Avad Yosef usage of a sex veka in terms of psak. So says the Dogel Mervava, maybe you can be Mekel here. And he continues, but then at the end, as we said, he takes it back. He says, "Achshav nasati alibi sheulai lo amra harayvet el inyan chiyav malchus aval inyan iser ulai afilu iser Torah mode." Right? Maybe he's mode that there are isurim even bisman hazeh, and therefore hadranabi milahatir lekoyin leilech al kibrei ofdei kochavim. Seems like he originally matered it, and he says, "I took it back. Right? I don't allow it anymore." Aval bekoyin arum, if a coin is naked in a room and somebody dies, maybe you don't have to tell him until he puts on some clothes. That's the discussion that we had a couple of days ago. Okay, so that's related a little bit to the Rive. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara, bottom of Yitesma Beis at the start. Ketani Reisha. So we're about to quote the Mishnah, and it says Ketani Reisha. The Reisha says, unusual type of language. The Ma'arav, Rabbisal Rashberg on the bottom points out that there's a Tosfos printed on the bottom of the next Amud that probably should be printed here. Because the Tosfos there says on the bottom of Chafam and Aleph Ketani Reisha, Kol Zelo Ayat Tzarech, Devade Bereisha Kaimina. You don't have to quote Ketani Reisha when you're about to quote something right after the Mishnah. You're quoting the first line of the Mishnah. Velishna de Nazir Mishuna. Add it to the list. Right? Unusual type of Lashon in Meseches Naziris. Fine. Ketani Reisha, Beishamai Omrim, Nazir Shloshim Yom. So remember, Beishamai said, when a Ben Chutz La'aretz comes to Eretz Yisrael, he has to keep his Naziris again for 30 days. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Nazir Batchila. Beis Hillel said, no, you gotta do the whole thing again. This is one of the minority list where Beis Hillel is Machmir, even though Beishamai is Mekel. So Lema B'Hakim Mifliki, so what is this Machlokas about? Why would you say 1 month, and why would you say the whole time? The Beishamai Savri, says the Gemara, maybe Beishamai holds. What is the reason that Chazal, Midrabanan, were assumed that Eretz Chutz La'aretz is Mitame? Midrabanan. Why is it? So Beishamai holds Eretz Ha'amim Mishum Gusha Gazru Alei. Eretz Ha'amim, because of the earth, because of the dirt, they were gozer. Why? As we mentioned a couple of weeks ago when this came up in the Gemara also, that the Akum in Chutz La'aretz aren't as careful. Dafka to always vary in cemeteries. So we always have to be nervous. Maybe where we're walking is Tamei Meis. So because of that, Gzeir Mishum Gush, we're not gozer on the atmosphere. We're not gozer on the air. We're gozer on the Gush. And therefore, he is more Mako regarding his how he views the Tum of Chutz La'aretz, and that's why here he would also be Mekel in terms of how much Naziris he has to redo when he comes into Eretz Yisrael. Only 30 days. You see the bottom, Mefaresh. V'lo Mishum Avira. He doesn't say it's the air. V'have Klisha Tumasa. So the Tum is weak. U'mishum Achi Sagi Lev Shloshim Yom. 30 days is enough, Beishav I would say. U'beisilo Savri. Beisilo would say no. Mishum Avira Gazru Alei. Mo, it's not only the gush, it's the avir, it's the air, as the Mefari says on top, chamira tumasa. And therefore, you gotta do the whole thing again. It's as if it didn't happen. And therefore, it was 7 years, you gotta do 7 years again. So is that the machlokas? How you view the tumas akum? Tumas chutz la'aretz? Says the Gemara, and this is the girsa that we have, which is the girsa that the Mefari has, and it's the girsa that Tosfos has at first. He Tosfos then has an opposite Gersa, he tries to explain it, but if you look at the top Tosfos, Tosfos quotes our Gersa as an istis farm de Garsi, and that's what he explains at first, exactly how we just explains it, and then he went to try to explain an opposite Gersa. But we'll continue with ours. So is this the machlokes? The root of the machlokes is Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. So the Gemara says, no, lo, to Kuliyama Mishav Gusha Gazru Aleh. It could be everybody holds of the more minimal view. Just Mishum Gush, it's the dirt. And therefore, let's say you would go in the airspace of the Chutz La'aretz, you wouldn't be Matami. If you went in a box, if you just flew through the air, you wouldn't be Matami. Mishum Gusha Gazrole, only the Gush. Ubeishame Savri, Bistam Naziris Kanisna. The question is, how far do we find? How far do we get Kones? You're right, it's a limited type of tumah, but how far are we kones? So Beishamai says we're only kones what a stam nazir would have to do, and that's 30 days. Obeisila savri, ki kanisna, betchilas naziris. No, when we're kones, we make him do it all over again. We make him start again, betchilas naziris. That is the chilik. 2 points that the achronim bring up here. Number one, the Karen Ora. The Karen Ora here discusses that the Mishnah on Daf Nun Dalid, the Yeshla Daktik, Lamali Taima de Knasa, Hablabach itumas eretz ha'amim hu menatumos she'ein ha'nazir megalech aleihem. The gamein olam lo b'yamei ha'naziris k'detan l'kamon. The Mishnah already says later on that it doesn't count. Tumas eretz ha'amim. Ha'nazir doesn't ruin his naziris. But what do you need a special din here? Of we fine him, he's going to start again. The Mishnah says later on, as we're going to have it, that Tumas Eretz Ha'amim is one of the Tumas She'ein HaNazir Megalech Alehem. That means he doesn't have to restart, but it doesn't count. Nun Dalet Amin Aleph, says the Mishnah. Schachos, Piraos, Beis HaPras, Eretz Ha'amim. Right? Eretz Ha'amim is one of the ones on the list. Goel, Dofik, Reviyastam, Ol Robat Samos, Vakelem HaNogel Memes, all of these. Al Elu Ein HaNazir Megalech. That means all of these don't ruin it. Meaning, it's not going to count. So what's this whole special din here of Mishum Knas? The Mishnah says it doesn't count. So what's the extra Knas? Says the Karen Ora, a very creative suggestion. Maybe there's a difference between a Nazir who became a Nazir when he was in Chutz Laaretz, and he lives in Chutz Laaretz. And we'll encourage him, as Hosea says yesterday, to come to bring his Karbanos to Eretz Yisrael. Versus somebody who was in Eretz Yisrael, and then he left. And then he's going to come back. But now he's in Chutz Laaretz, but he had been in Eretz Yisrael. He says the Karen Ora, maybe there's a difference. Vitzarech Lomar, Deshaini Hecha Denitma Be'eretz Ha'amim Be'emsa Nisi Russo Vade Chashiv Kimetame Asma B'temed Rabbanah V'lo Olo Lo Hayomim Aval Hacha B'masisa D'mayri Misha Yoshev B'Chutz Laaretz Mikom Hakom Ika Ksas Mitzvah L'Kabal Olam Nazirus. Maybe there's a chilek between living there and traveling there from Eretz Yisrael. Maybe there's a difference there, and therefore we'd be more machmir if somebody was here and then they left. You're right if you're outside, but there could be a chilek as you look in the details the Karen Ora points out there over there. Number one. Number two, the other question to mention is a question brought up here by the Sharm Sion of Balacha. What does Beis Hillel say here? Beis Hillel says, we fine him as if nothing happened. It's as if there's no Naziris done. You have to do it all together. And Beis Shammai says, no, just a month. Just a month. Does this relate to, or even let's just read the line of Tosfos for a second. Tosfos says, why would we say that one doesn't have to start again? After all, it's only a knas. And so we would minimize what he would have to do again. We have the major discussion that we have had often in terms of when the Rabbanan affect a din to Oraisa. Let's say, in Yonah Diyoma, the Rabbanan told us not to blow shofar on Shabbos. So there was a big controversy a number of years ago, 150 years ago, in terms of what happens if somebody blows shofar on Shabbos. Do they get the mitzvah, but they also get an issa to Rabbanan? Okay, I'll take my chances. In Shemayim, I'd rather have a mitzvah to Oraisa and an issa to Rabbanan. So is that, let's say somebody says, I can't deal with not having shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even though it's Shabbos. Or let's say one's in Yerushalayim, and at the dinner of the Beis HaMikdash, you blow shofar even on Shabbos, whatever it is. What did the Rabbanan do? Did they knock out the mitzvah when they made their Isser? Or, no, the mitzvah still exists. So there is a comment of Tosfos in Sukkah Daf Gimel, where Tosfos discussing one of the sukkahs that are Pasul Midrabbanan. Midaraisa, this is a perfectly good sukkah. I just can't fit my table inside. I can fit inside. My table can't sit and fit inside. So what's the language of the Mishnah? The Mishnah's later on, Daf Chav Ches in Sukkah. But Tosfos discusses it on Daf Gimel. The language of the Mishnah is, Lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha. You have never fulfilled the mitzvah of Sukkah. So what does that mean? So Tosfos says that means, even though it's only pasul d'rabbanan, if I sit in it, I don't get a mitzvah. The Rabbanan pasuled it. They ruined it. They took away. They removed the status. It's not even a mitzvah of sukkah. So asks the Sharm Sion of Halacha, Umashakasva Tosfos, Deino Alam Shem Knas, Umina Torah, Vaday Torah, V'yasi Dein Nizro, Yish Ladakte. But what do you mean? Tosfos in sukkah and other sources say that when the Rabbanan affects something, they knock it out totally. So here, why would the Rabbanan knock it out totally? Right? Why don't, okay, Bishol makes sense. Let's say Bishamai. Bishamay is over there. That's the discussion of that lashon. Bishamay is Hillel of Lokiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. So why would you limit it? Once they say there's no Naziris in Chutz Laaretz, even only on a Drabbanan level, why would there be anything left? Says the Sharnim Sarnim Balacha, maybe there's a difference between what's common and what's uncommon. V'yafshar l'chalek, the Inyan Naziris in Imatsi Kol Kach, it's not so common to be a Nazir. Duhu davar shemitzayr atzmo, v'stam b'nei adam einu muchanam lazeh. Most people don't become a Nazir. even bezman amigdash. V'lachem lo gazru kolkach shenomar de gamin atar lo yasei chovaso. Chazal didn't attack it so much that you wouldn't be yotzi your mitzvah. Ma she'enke mitzvah sukkah tehu davar leklal Yisrael b'kol shana v'shana chashashu sheyakilu b'divrayem. There they felt it's so common if we don't give our din teeth, so then people aren't going to take it seriously. So that's an interesting chilik of, in the world of Darabanan, affecting Daraisas, maybe it'd be mechalik between what's common, and there the Rabbanan really have to show their strength to make sure people take it seriously, versus something that is not so common, like Nazirus, and then they wouldn't have to be so strong in their din. And again, this is something that comes up in other contexts as well, just to mention one other one, which we have discussed, and that is, what about by mitzvos? By mitzvos, that we have to do, we have to say something. Benching, davening, kiddush. Three mitzvahs d'oraisa. The question that the Achronim ask in each one, each place, is, once the Rabbanan told me how to do this mitzvah, they told me what to say for davening. They told me what to say for benching. They told me what to say for kiddush. What if I don't do that? What if I make up my own benching? What if I make up my own kiddush? Shabbos is amazing. And Hashem, He created the world in 7 days. I make up my own kiddush. Am I yotzei d'oraisa? But I just violated the Dindra Rabbanan. Or no, once the Rabbanan gave me a version to say, I'm not even Yotzei, even on the Daraisa level. There is an unbelievable shayla that was asked to Rav Zilberstein in Harevna. He has this on Parshas Akiv in one of his Svarim, where he discusses there was a girl who was a Baalas Tshuva. She was coming from, she was coming back, and her parents were very much against it. Her parents didn't want her to do anything. Her parents were very anti, and whenever they would see her, you know, do anything, they would get very upset. So when she would eat in the house, so a bracha rishona, she could kind of say that under her breath quickly, they wouldn't notice. But benching, she didn't know, how does she bench? They didn't want her to bench in the house. And she was still young, she had to live there. So she wrote to Rav Zilberstein, what am I supposed to do? This is what I have been doing. I've been going into the bathroom to bench. Is that okay? In our modern bathrooms, is it okay if I'm going in there to bench? I have no other choice. I have no other choice. Unbelievable. She's heartbroken. She wrote to Shaila. So he answers, first of all, what an unbelievable, inspirational story that she's writing this Shaila. But then you have the Shaila. Number one, is our bathrooms the same bathroom as they were in the days of old? They're not. Does it have the same status of Tumah? Are you allowed to talk to Rosh Hashanah in there? Number one. But his psak was that it's still a halacha of a bathroom. So you can't really say Shem Hashem. So he paskined, in that case, if I remember, he told her to say the other words of benching, not the real words that Chazal instituted, but Brich Rachmana, the language that Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, the couple of lines, not the usual. Because at least you'll be yotzei on the Daraisa level. So yeah, that's a case where you don't, in Mishas HaTzchak, in Brera, where you have a Durabanan affecting a Daraisa, but there the assumption is that at least on a Daraisa level, one could say it even without the proper words. Okay. Let's continue. So that's related to the Machlokas, Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel. So now we have Maisa Behilni Hamalka. Maisa Behilni Hamalka, and then again we'll get back more to Kohanim and Chutz Laaretz, but let's read a little bit more first. Maisa Behilni Hamalka, the Chulu. So what did the Mishnah say? Hilni Hamalka went, and she was a Nazira, she came to Eretz Yisrael, and she had to do all 7 years again, Beis Hillel Paskin, and then she maybe became Tami on the last day, so she had to do another 14 years. And then what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda said, no, she only did 14. So it was very unclear what was Rabbi Yehuda arguing on. So the Gemara is about to ask, Iboy Elohu, Bishenitmes va'aliba de Bishamai, was Rabbi Yehuda commenting and saying, she did become Tameh. I agree with the story, but I disagree with the opinion. Meaning, I think Beis Shammai is right. You don't have to count the whole seven years again just because you came into Eretz Yisrael. Once you become Tameh, that might ruin it. Once you became Tameh. So is it Bishenitmeis Valibe Beis Shammai? O Dilma, or maybe Rabbi Yehuda is arguing on the story. No, you got the story wrong. She never became Tameh. Dilma Bishalonitmeis Valibe Beis Hillel. What Rabbi Yehuda was saying is that no, she didn't become Tameh. It was 14 years, and that was it. Then she finished her Nazirus. So was Rabbi Yehuda arguing halachically or on the reality of what the story was? That's the question. Tashma, so we have a Braisa. Also, I'm sorry. First, we have the language of the Mishnah. Also, la'aretz. She went up to Eretz Yisrael. Ve'horuhu, Beis Hillel, she'tehe nezira, od shevashana macheros, and Beis Hillel told her to do another 7 years v'chulu. Ve'isakadai dechbishen nitmeis fa'aliba de Beis Shammai. And if you want to tell me that what's Rabbi Yehuda arguing on, that she became tamei, but I hold like Beis Shammai, ihachi, Rabbi Yehuda omer, lo haisa nezira el yudal shana, yudal shana v'shloshim yomi v'olei. Beis Shammai would at least agree that you need 30, another 30 days. So, and then seven years to be, if you became Tameh, because you ruined it. So it must be that he's not holding like that. Really, he's arguing on the story that she did not become Tameh, and he holds like Beis Hillel, which we'd rather say, putting people like Beis Hillel. Tani Nami Hachi, the Braisa also says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishum Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi Eliezer's Drasha. De Omer Kra, Zos Toras Hanazir. Remember, we had this drasha earlier. HaTorah Amra. The Torah says, sometimes you can be a Nazir on the last day. Ki nitma biyom malos, tein lo taras Nazir. Sometimes you become Tameh on the last day of your malos, you could be a Nazir. Only 30 days. Not another 7 years. Right? So it must be that she was not nitmeis, and therefore, that's why he holds like Beis Hillel. Period. 2 points. The language of the Mishnah, we quoted it here again, Horuhu Bez Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Paskin, that's not such a common lashon used in Mishnayos. We know a Hora'a is a psak, but Horuhu, the Gemara in Ksubis is medayik in this lashon. What does Horuhu mean? The Gemara there in the first paragon of Zayin Amad Aleph, the Gemara asks the question, Umi Ika Hora'a Le'iser? Doesn't Hora'a usually mean heter? Do you ever have the language of Hora'a Le'iser? So the Gemara says, in yes. Yes, v'hatnan, where do you have the concept of horah le'iser? V'hatnan, and our Mishnah is quoted, horuhu beis hillel shetehe nezira od sheva shana macheros, and it quotes the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin as well, but says the Gemara in Ksubis, though it's more common to have the verb horah, to have the concept of horah when it comes to a heter, but sometimes you have it by an iser too, like in our Mishnah, like the Mishnah in Maseches Chulin. Why is it so uncommon? Rashi there, in Ksubis Dav Zayin, Umi Igara Le'iser, says Rashi, Umi Kari Iser Hora'a, Mishum, we know this Rashi from the beginning of Beitza, but here he says it here too, Mishum Dekol Adam Rashoi Lahachmir, anybody can be Machmir, if I don't know something, I'll be Machmir, am I paskening? No, I just don't know what to do. The Ha'oser Ein Zeh Smichas Dvarim, if I aser, that's not that I'm really convinced of my shita. Sha'afilu min asafek. She'ein alacha brura lo. Huba. Even if I'm not sure what to do, I could come to oser. Aval ha'matir, so mechal shmuaso. If somebody's matir, that's really somebody who's relying on his own convictions. O al svaras chachmaso. Vihi hora. That's a psak. If somebody comes and says, yeah, you shouldn't do it. I'm machmir. Okay, that's the answer. But is that a status of a psak? So the Gemara ends up saying, yeah, it does. But really, deep down conceptually, the Gemara, Rashi is explaining, is that a real hora is when one gives a heter. Obviously, not an inappropriate heter, not based on the sources. But if somebody goes through, as Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in the Hakdama to the Igros Moshe, somebody with COVID rose and Yiras Shamayim goes through the sugya and comes to a psak, even if it's a kula, or maybe specifically if it's a kula, that reflects conviction and that's a psak. That's a psak. That's somebody with shoulders. Because they're able to be matir. And Rashi says that not only in Ksubis Daf Zayin, but he also says it, as we know, in Ksubis, in Beitza. Beitza Daf Beis Amid Beis. The Gemara in Ksubis says, is there a Hora Le'iser? And that's why Rashi says it there. And in Beitza, the Gemara says, Koach de Hetera Adif. Hetera Adif Le. So Rashi there says the same exact thing. Tovo Lashmienu Koach de Reyamatir. It's more of a chiddush to tell me the words of a heter, shehu somech al shmuaso, somebody who's relying on their shmua, on their understanding, ve'eino yarei lahatir, and they're not nervous. Ava koach ha'osrin, ein araya. The koach of those who ask, there's no raya, shakol yucholon lahachmir, v'afilu b'dvar ha'mat mutter. That's the Rashi. We like to quote, when we quote this Rashi, this comment of the Tzlach, and the Nodeb Yehuda, here at the beginning of Beitza, where the Tzlach says, interesting, so that's saying that we could be machmir even if we wouldn't know any better. Says the Tzlach, so it must be the principle of Koach de Hetera Adif, it's only by Dinim D'Oraisa. Because that's where we would be machmir if we wouldn't know better. But by Dinim D'Rabbanan, koach di sura adif. Because if we wouldn't know anything, we'd be mekel. Because sabi draban lakula. So said the Noda Yehuda chiddush gadol. The concept of koach d'atira adif is only by dinim da oraisa, not by dinim drabanan. The problem that he has with himself, and he explains it there, is what's the context over there? Muksa. Muksa is dinim drabanan. That's the whole sugya at the beginning of Maseches Beitza. So he's explaining Rashi and limiting it, but he's talking about muksa. So he has to come up with a chiddush al gabi chiddush to try to explain why he can still say koach d'atira adif is only by dinim da oraisa, even though the context where that appears is by dinim drabanan. Okay, you have to say Iker, it's a special type of Dindra Rabbanan, but that is the discussion. Just finishing up this the concept of Chutzla Aretz and a Nazir going out. We know there are many parallels between a Nazir and a Kohen. We'll talk about that later, but you have to look further than the Torah. Right? Both of them are not allowed to be Metame, even for their primary relatives, only for a Meis Mitzvah. We'll have to see later. I mean, a Kohen can be Mitami for his seven relatives. A Kohen Gadol cannot be Mitami. A Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are similar. We'll have later on, if a Kohen Gadol and a Nazir are walking down the street and they find the Meis Mitzvah, who is Mitami? So that's to be an amazing machlokas to talk about. But there is a Rambam that maybe is not so famous. The Rambam in Hilchis Avel, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Rambam says, Mace, toe-face, arba amos, shalolotoma. Right, a corpse is toe-face, literally grabs the four amos around it. A Kohen is not supposed to be within four amos of a mace. V'chein, im nichnas lebeis pras o yatsa lechutz la'aretz. If a Kohen goes to chutz la'aretz, says the Rambam, makin oso makas mardus. Ebrei shein, avo shal devrayim. They're being matami themselves, not only tomid araisa, even if a Kohen goes to Chutz La'aretz, a Kohen is not supposed to go to Chutz La'aretz, says the Rambam in Hilchos Avel. Okay, we don't pass it from a Rambam, so let's read the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, Shin Samach Tes. Shin Samach Tes, again, the end of Yaredeya in Hilchos Avelus, where these halachas are discussed. The Shulchan Aruch says in Shin Samach Tes, HaKohen Muzar, Shelo L'Tamil V'Meis. V'lo l'chalatumas aposhes b'menu. V'lo l'gola. V'lo l'dofek. V'lo l'ever ben achai. The Kohen is supposed to stay away from all of these tumas. V'chulu 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 v'chulu. V'chein sada shenachrash bo kever. V'en yodu amakomo. V'chol eretz ha'amim. Aser l'kohen litame bohem. Shulchan Aruch quotes it. Quotes this Rambam. All eretz ha'amim. Aser for a Kohen to go there. Says the Shach. Says the Taz. Both. Doesn't apply Bizman Hazeh. Does not apply Bizman Hazeh. Says the Shach, Pirish Bizman Shahaya Eretz Yisrael B'Tahara. Asur Leilech L'Koin Leilech Me'Eretz Yisrael. When we were living on the level of Tahara and Eretz Yisrael, when we had Shruma and Karbanos V'Chulu, so then the Kohanim shouldn't leave, because then there's Tumas Eretz Ha'amim. But now, we're all Tameh. Okay, so if we're all Tameh, you're right, we're all Tameh. A Kohen still can't go into a cemetery. But he can go to Chutz La'aretz, says the Shach, says the Taz. The Ramah there adds, Yesh Omrim, Tekonim Asrom L'Tamil L'Cherif Shinit Baba Meis, V'Hesh Bekilin, what about Cherif Harayuk Chalol, for a Kohen V'Chinagul L'Hakel. But that's an unknown Rambam in Shulchan Aruch. But the Shach and the Taz save the day. If a Kohen says this only applies Bizman HaMikdash, but even Bizman HaMikdash is a Chiddush. Behere Yibana Beis HaMikdash, Kohenim are not going to be able to go on trips abroad. Right, that's it. They have to go on trips with an Eretz. Maybe nobody's going to want to go to Chutz La'aretz, even though there's beautiful places there to see of Maisa Bereishis. But that is the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach and the Taz in Simon Shin Samach Tes in Eretz Yisrael. The Minchas Chinuch. Just one other comment related to this, and then we'll continue. The Minchas Chinuch says, similar to the Chiluk we had before from the Keren Ora, maybe it depends if a Kohen is here in Eretz Yisrael, or a Kohen starts off in Chutz La'aretz. If he's in Chutz La'aretz, is there more of a kiyum for every Kohen to make Aliyah? Bizman Hazeh? So based on the Shach and the Taz, no. It is definitely a kiyum. So there should be a greater welcome ceremony whenever a Kohen comes to Eretz Yisrael and makes Aliyah. I don't know. But the Minchas Chinuch has that comment in Shin Reisama Gimel. In the Mitzvah Reisama Gimel, Os Yud Zayin, he says, "V'nir Pasha D'Dafka B'Nazir Kohen Simoso Avol Hanu Kohani Hanoadim B'Chutz La'aretz Shalom Pashu Klal Ein Aleim Shemisur Umutarim Lios B'Chutz La'aretz V'Zeh Pashut Upuk Chazi Kami Kani Ika B'Chutz La'aretz." Go ahead and see. There are plenty of wonderful, very Shomrei Torah mitzvahs Kohanim that live in Chutz La'aretz. Says the Minchas Chinuch. Avol Kohen Me'aretz Yisrael B'Vaday Asur Lasis L'Chutz La'aretz Imol Lomot Torah. But coming from Eretz Yisrael should be careful unless he's going out for a good reason. Unless he's going out for a good reason. Amazing. And that's the Minchas Sinach. That's 1800s. Okay, weiter. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah here in Maseches Nazir. Misha hayushtei kite edim me'ides oso. If there are two groups of edim testifying about him, elu me'idim shenazir shtayim. One guy says that one group says, I heard this man accept to be a double Naziris. Two Nazirios. Ve'elu me'idim shenazir chamech, and this one says, I heard that he accepted to be five Nazirios. So, what's the halacha? Be'shamei omrim nechlecho ha'edus ve'enka Naziris. It's contradictory edus, and he's not a Nazir at all. Says Beis Hillel, no. U'Beis Hillel omrim, again Beis Hillel is machmir, second Mishnah in a row, Yesh bichlal chamesh shtayim shiyeh nazir shtayim. You take the minimum. They're both saying that he's nazir two at least, right? Even though one says five, so yesh bichlal masayim mana, and therefore he is a nazir at least for two. Ask Tosfos, what's he saying? The two kite edim are facing him and saying, "You said this, you said that." What is the guy saying? Ask Tosfos. Dibur maskil u'mishayu. First wide line. V'im tamar heichidami. What's going on here? Im shasaka no der shtika kehoda'adamya. If he's not saying a word, isn't that admitting? Shtika kehoda'a. Now the shas topic. When I do not argue with you. You have to know exactly how to apply that. Shtika kehoda'a. Shas idea. Because sometimes, you know, we'll ignore somebody. Sometimes we'll ignore our children. See? You don't have an answer. You don't have an answer? Ha, I'm right. Right? They're saying, what are they're saying, shtika kehoda'a. So what are we going to answer to them? We'll say, no, I'm not relating to you. I'm not relating to anything you're saying. So maybe, how do you know it's shtika kehoda'a? That's what the children are screaming at the parents, shtika kehoda'a. So always have to know exactly when it applies. The Nesivus in Choshen Mishpat says it only applies after an action was done. If there is an action done, and then the person doesn't say a word, that's shtika kehoda'a. Nesivus says this in Choshen Mishpat, in Simen Pei Aleph. Simen Pei Aleph. If there's somebody, where's his lashon here? Nira dafka kishetan shu shalo v'tokva bechazaka shu shalo. Let's say somebody grabs something from my house and I don't say a word. He grabs something from me, I don't say a word. So there we say shtika kehoda'a. Why don't you say anything? I took it. I grabbed it. Aval. But what if he just said something? He claimed something. That's mine. I don't answer him. That's not shtika kehoda'a. Says the Nesivus. Again, it's a large topic, but that's the Nesivus in Simen Pei Aleph in Sif Dalid, Sif Katan Dalid, talking about a Shulchan Aruch there. But that is the Tosfos. So what's the guy, what's the Nazir saying? If these two Edim are arguing about what he said, Tosfos has three answers. When Tosfos has three answers to a question, you know either he's very bothered by this question or he's not happy with any of his answers. Says Tosfos, the Yesh Lomar, number one, Shahanoder Machish Kolachas Vachas. He contradicts both of them. He says, no, you're wrong. No, you're wrong. De'imode la'achas lama lo yehe kodaso. So, option one, he's arguing with both of them. The problem is that there are eidim that say I'm a nazir, says Beis Hillel. So even if I'm arguing, tough luck. I'm a nazir. Inami or ba'omer eini odea. I don't remember. I remember I did something with Naziris. I don't remember. Eini odea. I don't know. Another answer. Vahashat sarachli don lafiya edus. So then you have to go by the edus because you don't know. He doesn't know what he said. Number three. Inamni kisha shosek. He's quiet. Ubo shtiakitos yachad. They both come together. Delo havishti kusek kahoda. His shtik is not kahoda. Delav modehu. Deamer mali lachisha. Nashtian lachisha. Zeh. You know what? You don't want to say shtika kahoda here? Because the guy can say, well, they're contradicting each other. I don't even have to get involved. See, he's not saying anything. And Beis Hillel says, no, no, no. They're contradicting, but there's still a minimum that they're agreeing on. So that's why Beis Hillel still says he's chayav. So 3 days in Tosfos, what exactly is the response or lack of response of the person himself? So back to the Gemara. So again, the Mishnah has said, Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says he's nothing, and Beis Hillel says he is the minimal Naziris. Says the Gemara, Masnisa Deloki Aitana. The Mishnah is not like the following Tana, who has a different version of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Titania, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, Mer, Lo Nechluku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel did not argue like the case in the Mishnah. Ashtei Kite Eidim, Achaz Omer Shtayim, Achaz Omer Shchamesh, Sheish Bechal Chamesh Shtayim. Even Beis Shammai would agree there, that if two Eidim say five Nazirios, two Eidim say two, yeah, everybody's agreeing, you have at least two. What's the Machlokes? Alma Nechluku, Al Kat Achaz. You only have two people. You have one kat of Edom. Two people. And they're self-contradictory. Echad Omer Shtayim, ve'echad Omer Chamesh. That's where Beis Shammai says they're contradictory. So Beis Shammai Omer Nechlaka Edusan. Beis Shammai says you throw their Edus out, and he does not have to be a Nazir at all. U'Beis Hillel Omerim, yesh bichlal Chamesh Shtayim. No, Beis Hillel would still say, no, there's still a minimum that they're agreeing with, and therefore, he's still a Nazir, at least two. Period. So two versions of the Machlokas. Two against two, or one against one. Amar Rav, now Rav has a limit. Hakol modim bimone. Everybody would agree by mone that they're not mitztaref. Even Beis Hillel would agree that they're not mitztaref. What does mone mean? Counting out. What does counting out mean? So let's see. The Gemara is going to explain. Amar le Rav Chama le Rav Chizda, Maika Amar, what does Rav mean by Mone, that everybody agrees he's not going to be a Nazir at all? Ilema Echad Omer, Chamesh Velo Shtayim. The Echad Omer Shtayim Velo Chamesh. Did they each say their own Shita and then say, and not you? Hakamachashi Adati. That's obvious. They're contradicting each other. Of course Beis Hillel would say there that he's not a Nazir at all. Of course, that's not can't be the Chiddush of Rav. That's obvious. Ella, no, this must be what Rav meant. Ella echad omer achas vishtayim. The echad omer shalosh arba chamesh. They each counted out. The first guy says, yeah, he wanted to be one nazir, two nazir. And the next guy said, he wanted to be three nazir, four nazir, five nazir. But the second guy didn't say one, two. He only said three, four, five. So the question is that contradictory or not? So Rav says, there also, Beis Hillel would say, you do not say one is included in the other one. Because the second guy is saying something totally different. He's saying 3, 4, 5. He should have said 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Ha, ha, lamali. So the Gemara says, why is he only saying that? Hashta yeshlomar chamirta amar. We take out the word Rav. Kilsa lo amar. Right? So ask the Gemara 1 minute. This is now Akasha on Rav. But what do you mean? Doesn't 3, 4, 5, which is more chamor, doesn't that include 1, 2? Fine, he didn't say 1, 2. And he's counting out. But doesn't that still include it? Answers the Gemara, you're right. Amri b'ma'arava, ain hachasha b'mona. No, there is no hachasha by mona, meaning arguing on what Rav said. There's no contradiction by mona. Beis Hillel would say they're mitznaref, even by a case of mona, even where it's counted out. This lashon of chamirta and kilsa, it's an unusual lashon. What does it mean here? Chamirta and kilsa, it means more chamor, it just means the higher amount. Doesn't really mean more chamor. It means the higher amount and the lesser amount. Where does this lashon come from? The Mefarish here says, it quotes, comes from a Yerushalmi in Sanhedrin. The Mefarish here on the fourth line. The Hecha Shamina Leila Rav, the Amar Hachi, the Mesecha Sanhedrin Yerushalmis. It's a Yerushalmi. Why is that important? Says the Maritz Chayis right here in our Gemara. He says it elsewhere in Shas 2, I think in Maseches Tainus somewhere, says the Maritz Chayis, you know what you see from this Gemara and other Gemaras? The Talmud Bavli, when it was written, Ravina and Ravashi, or even the earlier Amoraim, had the Talmud Yerushalmi in front of them when they wrote the Talmud Bavli, when they were having the discussions. Nira Be'enai, says the Maritz Chayis. This is a classic Maritz Chayis type of comment, talking about all the different Torah Shabbat Peh and history. Hine, Divrei Rav v'chamirta lo nizkar rak v'yushalmi Sanhedrin, kamo shim his orer Rashi, the Mefarish, v'hashas bavli samach atzmo kan al divrei ha-yushalmi, v'gami kan raya. Also here is a raya gemura, l'divrei harif sof erevin. He quotes the riff at the end of erevin, the Talmud Eretz Yisrael, haya kfar misudar, l'fi chos me Talmud bavli. Yerushalmi, from Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbi Yochanan, who wrote the Talmud Yerushalmi, it was already gotten and studied in Bavel. Tahari Khan, Sabcho Abavli, in Divrei, Amrakal Da'asi Yerushalmi, Ubeloz Edivi Yerushalmi Khan Stumin. If you wouldn't have the Yerushalmi, you would have no idea how to understand this last line of the Parak. So, Sedem Arashai is there, an important language used, because this is another proof that the Yerushalmi was in front of the Bavli when it was written. Okay, Hadralach Misha Amar. Let's continue now and start the next parak. Misha Amar, fourth parak. Remember, all of these prakim are all about Kabbalah's Naziris. We'll get to the details of all we've been talking about is becoming a Nazir. We haven't really gone into so much detail about the laws of wine and haircuts and Tumah. We have a little bit in terms of what's so Sarah not, but that's what a major part of the Masechta will be, but Hashem in the coming prakim as well. But says the Mishnah, Misha Amar Reini Nazir Vishama Chaveiro Va'amar Va'ani Kulam Nazirim. Reuven says, I'm a Nazir. Shimon's walking by and says, me too. Levi's walking by and says, me too. Yehuda's walking by, me too. Right? They each say, Va'ani, 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 Kulam Nazirim. They're all Nazirim because they're all connected to that original Amira. Hutar Harishon, if Reuven gets his Nazirus removed, Hutar, he went to a Chacham, Hutra Kulan, they're all totally on him. So therefore, if he removes his own Naziris, then they're all removed. Hutar Achron, Achron, Motivikulan Asurin. But if the last one is knocked off, so only the last one is knocked off. The earlier ones are not totally on the last one. The Rush in Mesechas Nedarim, in the beginning of the second Perek, discusses this Mishnah and says this Mishnah is a raya to the concept of Hatfasa. You remember, that's what the beginning of the second parak of Nedarim was all about. That if you'd give him a vase, you'd dalid to be matfis bedavar ha-nadur and not bedavar ha-asur. So the rush there, not the rush on the page in Nedarim, the rush in the back, in the psukim, he says, v'chein im nadar alav kikar echad bedavar ha-nadur. Somebody says, this piece of bread is asur to me. V'chazav ha-amar al kikar acher, zekazeh. I say this piece of cake is asur to me. And then I say it to him about another piece of cake, and this cake is like that cake. And this cake is like that cake. It all works. It all works. V'chein ad meya kulan asurin. D'matfis b'neder kimotzi neder mipivdami. Because if you do atfasa, it's just like you said it. How do you know that? How do you know if you do atfasa, it's just like you said it? Kidisnad b'nazir chafam ebeis. Like it says in our Mishnah. Only the first guy said it. The first guy said, I'm a nazir. And the other people said, and me. All they said is, and me. They were matfis themselves to the nazir. They connected. Misham Arini Nazir, Kulan Asurin, V'yamina Nami Parakama. Then it goes to the first parak, Alma, Matfas Benedr, Kenedr Dami. But then the Rush says something that we discussed then. But it's important, Ha'ara. Aval im Nishba al Davar Shalo Yochlanu. What if I didn't make a neder about this cookie? I made a shvua. I swear I will not eat it. And then I go to the other cookie, and that's just like the first one. Does that work? Says the Rush, no, that doesn't work. Doesn't work. Why? Explains the Rush. As the Gemara says, a nether is about the chefsa. You can be matfis one chefsa on the other chefsa. But the shvua is on the gavra. So if I answer myself with a shvua on this cookie, and then I say the other cookie should be like the first cookie, I didn't do anything. There's nothing on the first cookie. It's the chefsa is fine, it's just me. Says the Rosh, V'ayinu taima, Taha neder chal al ha-chefetz, neder is chal al ha-chefetz, sha'asar ha-chefetz alav, b'neder, v'chi matfiz chefetz b'ned b'chefetz. When I'm matfiz, when I connect one object to another object, chal ha-neder, ki'ilu etfisu b'karbon. Avo b'shvua, hu oser atzmo, min ha-chefetz. Avo guf ha-chefetz, ein alav neder v'kdusha. The object has no status. Hilkach yomar zeh kazeh, lo omar klum. So the Rush uses our Mishnah as a raya to be matfis, one chavis to another chavetz, like our Gemara, our Mishnah is matfis, but he says it only applies to nedarim and not to shvuos. There is also one other point before we continue reading the Mishnah, and that is, let's say I'm walking by, somebody says I'm a nazir, and then somebody walks by and doesn't say a word, and somebody walks by and doesn't say a word. So, they're obviously not Nazirios, because they didn't say a word. What about the principle of Shomea Kone? Ask the Tzlach in Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph. V'lechora yesh lahochiach de'le'inyin shvua v'neder eino mamish ka'one. You don't say Shomea Kone mamish. Every time I hear something, it's as if I'm saying it. You don't say that. You look in Nazir, v'amarani, v'amarani, v'isach adaydach shomea ka'one, lama li shamar v'ani, afilu shama v'shasach v'niskavin lios ka'one, yei Nazir. What if I didn't say v'ani? I'm just standing next to the Nazir and I have kavana. Oh, I'm going to be like that too. It doesn't work. You have to say something. You have to have a hafla. You have to have a mivta. You have to express something. What do you mean, shomea ka'one? Abol be'emes she'etshuvas bedavar. Says the Tzlach that, no. Let me give you two arguments. Chada. Number one. Bishlom agabi bracha zeh. Shemivarech omer habracha ketikna. The Mivarech is making a proper bracha. Vizesha shomea havi ka'one kilu birechu ba'atzmo bracha. Brachos, it's mamish like you're saying it. Why? Shari kol Yisrael mivarechim ha'kodesh baruchu. V'nusach echad l'kulam. V'kavana achas l'kulam. V'chein b'nusach ha'kadesh. When it comes to brachos, when it comes to mitzvos like that, so we're all in it together. We say the same exact nusach. And therefore, shomea ka'one. Aval zeh sh'amar hareini nazir al atzmo kivein. But if I see hareini nazir, I'm focusing on myself. I'm not focusing on anybody else. V'zeh sh'ama afilu ishomea ka'one havi ka'one sheploni yiyeh nazir. V'lachein tzarech sh'yomar v'ani. Shomea ka'one means you're saying something, but I can say the same thing. You're not focusing on yourself. You're focusing on the mitzvah. So I do the mitzvah too. But if I say, I'm a nazir, so then, what do you mean? If I say, I'm a Nazir, that doesn't mean you're a Nazir. That means I'm a Nazir. So, my Shemek Ona would just be agreeing that you should be a Nazir. Number one. V'od, and then he says, Ad kalo armina Shemek Ona, elashin is kavein, hamashmia lahotzio. Shemek Ona works not only where the Shomea needs Kavana, but the Mashmia needs Kavana. Just like Shofar. V'harei shofar, ein bo rak mitzvah shmiya. V'yafilu hachi b'ina shizkavin gam mashmiya. V'shom b'nazir, ein ha-mashmiya miskavin, shizeh nazir api shmiyaso. Meaning, according to the second answer, if the mashmiya would be having kavana, if the original nazir would be thinking that maybe these guys also want to be a nazir, maybe it would work, even without saying anything, according to that second answer. But that's the tzlach in Brachas Chaf Aleph about our Mishnah. Okay, so back to the Mishnah. Mishnah says, all the people say, Vani, Vani, they're all Nazirim, and if the first guy gets knocked out, they're all knocked out, and if the last guy knocks out, they're all still Nazirim. Fourth line, Amar Hareini Nazir, Vishama Chadeiro, Va'amar, Pi Kapiv, Visa'ari Kisa'aro. His friend hears and says, my mouth is like his mouth, in terms of wine. My hair is like his hair. Hareza Nazir, that's also a Kabbalah's Naziris. Hareini Nazir, Vishama Ishto, Va'amra Ani, a man accepts to be a Nazir, and then his wife says, me too. Mefer et shalah v'shalah kaya. He could be made for hers, right? That's a net form of a net. There, hafaras habal. He could be made for hers. Why? Because that does not have any effect on his. Hers was second. What about the opposite case? Hareini nazira v'shama baila. If she said, I'm a nazira, and the husband says, me too. Va'amar va'ani. Could he then go be made for her nether? If he's made for her naziris, then memela, his also falls away. Eino yachala hafer. The Mishnah says he cannot be made for Tosis, quotes the Gemara. What does this prove about the Baal's Megis Gaius or Meikar Akar? So we're going to talk about that in the Gemara. What does this halacha show about that? That he can't do it because he will ultimately then be ruining his own Naziris. Hareini Nazir Va'at? What if the man says, I'm a Nazir? What about you, honey? Right, to his wife. Va'amra Amen. And she says, Amen. Same thing. Nefer Shalav Vishalokayim. Hareini Nazira Va'ata. But if she says, I'm a Nazir, Nazira, and what about you? V'yamar Amen. Eno Yachala Hafer. Again, the same idea, but this case is saying the Chiddush is that the spouse is suggesting it, and the other one is just answering Amen. Let's just do the Machlokas, and then Be'ez Hashem will talk about it more at the beginning of the next daf. Yasev Reish Lakish Kamei Dereb Yudin Nesiyah, V'yasev Ka'amar. Reish Lakish says the following. When the Mishnah says that you can have all these people afterwards to say Va'ani, 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 only up to three, says Reish Lakish. V'hu she'etfiso kulan, b'so k'dei dibur. Only if they're all mafis within Toka de Dibur of the original Amira. Vakama Toka de Dibur, Kadeshela Shalom, enough to give Shalom to your Rebbe. Vakama Kadeshela Shalom, Kadeshomer Shalom, Talmud Lerav. Enough for the Talmud to say hello to his Rebbe, that we have that elsewhere. We have that in the Doran Pei Zayin at the end of the Masechta. Is this a Dindar Abanan? Is this a Dindar Aisa? You want to make a Takana, so if somebody's doing business, they can still say hello to their Rebbe. Either way, it says Reish Lakish, the Mishnah is limited to three people. Because all the Va'anis have to be within Toka de Dibur of the original Amira. And on my way, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiya argues. He says, no, Tov, lo shavakta ravcha l'talmida. No, you haven't left any space for a Talmud. What does that mean? You have to have a fourth one allowed. It has to be that even if you're saying hello to your Rebbe, and you have one more to say. Look at the bottom two lines of Tosfos. Elavadai gama revi'i nitfas. Also the fourth one. Ho'il v'losho klal achar k'dei dibur. Ela la'alter achar k'dei dibur. Amar va'ani. Meaning, it doesn't have to be all within Toka de Dibur. Even if it's the second after, it's still contiguous to the Toka de Dibur. That's also good enough. The fourth is also good. Avala chamishi vadeino nitfas sheshoksas achar k'dei dibur. The fifth one is not. So machlokes between Reish Lakish and Behuda Nesia about three or four. How do you view Toka de Dibur? We'll talk more about that in the beginning of the next daf. Again, the next daf will be put up from the last cycle. Again, next week, we'll have to figure out exactly in terms of the schedule, in terms of what will be new, in terms of Yantif coming, and what will be put up from the last cycle. Okay, we'll stop here.